This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition, Independence Day version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on this Independence Day from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, although we've got that well under control, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing, especially the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there tonight getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. You can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. The handle over there for all of those is at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. Love to have you over there. As well as our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen, no, it's from the northern, from the up in the panhandle of Florida, where it might be a little bit different than we are here right now at the moment. Might be some rain, but I don't know. Okay, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
It's a day off, and people are up on the porch, and they wanted to hear you, so they're saluting you. Okay. Yep, the porch is busy. It's all lit up red, white, and blue, I might add.
Yeah, well, on Independence Day, it should be especially, but it should always be red, white, and blue.
You bet. I'm with you on that one. All right, would you like to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start with the new poll on the J6 committee, which has made it even worse for the Dems. And little old Liz Cheney opening her mouth over the weekend and stating the purpose and the goals of the J6 committee like we didn't know what it was. But before I go there, I want to salute a legendary Marine by the name of Woody Williams. His body will lie in repose in the Capitol Rotunda for one day. That's a tremendous honor, but then again, Woody was one of those people that deserves any and all honors he gets.
Well, and it's apropos. It's something that should be done. We should be recognizing people who sacrifice like that all the time. Not just when the leaders of Congress decide to do that. As far as I'm concerned, that's he is a symbol of everything that is good, you know, in this country. The people who give. Who go the ultimate distance. So I'm glad they're doing that.
Yep. Now, as has been noted by many, The first problem the Democrats have with the January 6th committee is that most people have moved on and aren't watching the show that they're trying to put on. And even the Democratic members of Congress were saying privately, nobody gives a bleep about January 6th. More people are concerned about the things that are crushing them right now, like inflation and gas prices. Inflation, of course, is still number one with 82% of the people. And January 6th is the least of their concerns in a recent CBS poll. So contrary to what the Democrats think, the more time they spend on January 6th, the more time they try to push it, the more they show that they aren't focused on the real concerns of the voters, that they're, once again, just more concerned about their own agenda and their own power.
Well, this proves the bubble that they live in, beyond any doubt. Nobody cared about what this committee said because it wasn't a legitimate committee seated by a vote from Congress. It was forced on Congress by Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
If people were actually concerned about what this committee had to be done, it would have been legitimate through Congress. It would have been formed by the body instead of the speaker.
Yep.
So right off the bat, the message was nobody cares, and everybody's going to expect this to be a partisan exercise, and instead of doing something quietly and moving on from it so that they could save face, they double, tripled, and quadrupled down on this thing. The second reason that this thing has got no weight and nobody cares is because she gerrymandered the people who are on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
When you deny the minority their choices to be on a committee outright, every one of them,
yep,
then it's illegitimate to begin with. So, you know, nobody does care. Nobody cares.
Well, Liz Cheney let the cat out of the bag big time over the weekend when she said the whole purpose of the House January 6th Select Committee is to keep former President Donald Trump from the White House again. Now, we've heard that before, but we heard it from the co-chairwoman or whatever her title is with the January 6th Committee. So to that I say, okay, turnaround's fair play now, isn't it?
No, not only that, it's unconstitutional. He's qualified to run.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And let's see, George is telling Frank, happy 4th of July, brother. Okay, Frank just got the message, and we'll be talking to him and more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with the Captain's America Third Watch Independence Day Edition.
Hey, Ben Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Yeah, buddy. You know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey, the flagship store, to ask me to come up there and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new vehicle or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. And it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, over into the northern part of the Plains, up into Minnesota, all the way down and out to Phoenix, Arizona. How about that? And this is what's going on at Moss Nissan. And there's a couple of rules, a couple of reasons why, and I guess it's all in how you treat your customers, number one. But it's also with Moss Care, where you get many miles of carefree motoring, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and let's not forget the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors too all get a great care taking care of them. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you and you're in like Flynn. Now, don't forget, they got hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from right now. Clean trade-ins, oh boy, they're commanding a great resale price right now, higher than what the Blue Book says, so don't look at that book. Your car is worth more money than that if it's in good condition. And don't forget, you can upgrade your ride right now and drive right home with either a brand-new or a certified pre-owned Moss Nissan vehicle. So, locations are in Crystal River, flagship stores at Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus the Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan Brooksville store opening soon, and I mean soon, in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east, just barely east off the ramp of the Veterans Expressway. Now, don't forget, you can check them out online, MossNissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door for a lot of other things. Okay, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is with us. Good morning again, Frank.
Happy Independence Day.
Yes, sir, sir. Speaking of Independence Day, I wonder how independent little old Frenchie Karine Jean-Pierre feels today.
Jean-Pierre Derriere?
Yeah. That one.
Yeah. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter what she says she feels. She's probably not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sitting there and I'm watching Admiral Kirby come on television yesterday to do the things that she normally does on a Sunday. I guess they finally realized that she just can't handle it, so enter into the mix Kirby to save the day, right?
Well, either that or she demanded the day off. And, you know, when it comes to days off, the Biden administration, you know, well, let's grant them. Nobody's really working there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The economy's great, right? I mean, why can't you take a day off?
Yeah. You are right. I heard him say it at least three times on Friday.
Talk about living in a bubble. I was going to ask, when's the last time he was at a store? But that's probably back when he had a full head of hair. You know, there's no way that he understands what the economy is doing. Either he is completely devoid of any cognizance, or he is being fed such a line of BS by his handlers that his bubble is completely brown. There's no way that he has a grasp on reality if he believes what he's saying, because the economy is not good. The economy is very, very bad. A trip to the store, trip to the gas station, just looking at housing prices. Take a look. I mean, anybody with even a modicum of reality bouncing around in their brain realize that the economy it sucks. And he has the audacity to get before the cameras and say it's great. Maybe in China it's doing well. I don't even think it's doing well over there.
No. No, it's not. But it is what it is. Now, you know, most voters expect crime to be an important issue in a midterm election. And President Joe Biden's approval rating on the issue keeps going down and down and down, because he's projected, or perceived rather, as someone who can't seem to get basic crime on the streets in order.
Boy, you know, I'm going to expand that dramatically and say Democrats. It's not just Biden. It's Democrats. And a perfect example is Chicago, something they run from every single time it's brought up. And they've been doing that since before Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Biden, it's Democrats. And when you could see what things like what happened 2 days ago in Chicago with the drag racing scene that they had over on the west side,
yeah,
the northwest side of the city,
yeah,
where people are jumping onto squad cars and throwing explosives with nails wrapped around it, taped into squad cars with police officers sitting in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we hope we can catch these people. These drag races and these assemblies happen every single weekend. And when the police show up, the people just attack them to the point where they have to retreat. This is a Democrat-run city. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, he's inconsequential here. He doesn't rule those streets. Neither do the Democrat administrations rule these streets. The outlaws rule these streets. With tens of people getting shot every weekend, and at least one person, two people, three people getting shot every night. To listen to the scanner, you hear shots fired, shots fired,
well,
shots fired.
Mm-hmm.
Every 15 minutes overnight. So to say that Biden's soft on crime? Yeah, he probably is, because he's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Democrats are very soft on crime, and in fact, they're enabling it. So if you would like to be able to walk down your street at night, if you'd like to be able to walk down your street in broad daylight in any city, you got to vote these idiots out, because they're pro-crime as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the 2022 midterm elections are now 129 days away, and illegal immigration will be an important issue in the midterm elections, according to most voters, who say the problem is getting worse. Well, of course it is. Look what's going to happen with the Supreme Court ruling that they just made, with all those people inching closer and closer and closer to the border.
Yeah, it's no secret that this administration and again, the Democrat Party that is in control in the federal government, that they don't give a damn about the border. You go walk in, don't care. As a matter of fact, we'll give you a free ride someplace inside the United States, make sure you've got health care, education, make sure you get a stipend so you can actually go out and spend some money while you're here. Come on in, no big deal. And as a matter of fact, if you get to a couple of the bigger cities, make sure you get a driver's license. Because as soon as you ask for a driver's license, they have to ask you if you want to register to vote, and they can't ask you about your citizenship. So this is how we pad the rolls in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles. This is how we pad the rolls there. When you say, "Oh no, there's nothing wrong with the elections of the United States," that's crazy insurrection talk. You can't talk bad about the election process. Cleanest and most fair elections ever. Unless you want to add that kind of chili pepper into the mix, then it gets a little hot. But nobody will look at that, because the corrupt are in control right now. And when the corrupt are in control, bad things happen. Not good things, bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to ask you if you're a citizen or not. We don't want to. As a matter of fact, in some places, we're going to say you don't even have to be a citizen to vote.
Mm-hmm. Now,
What does that mean for me as a citizen? I'm a second class, inconsequential, vote diluted individual if I'm a citizen of this country. Pay your taxes so we can give the money away and shut up.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, because what we're going to do, folks, is Frank and I are going to change gears, and we're going to go national and worldwide with some things that are going on here. Ukraine, there was some interesting news about Belarus that popped out here. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, you talk about something fixing to explode and go wide open. It kind of looks like as if it's about to happen over there in the Ukraine. And we'll see what they're able to do with the weapons we gave them, because they're going to need them. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Why, for so many years, we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available, and assured here than in any other place on earth.
President Reagan from early 1981. Independence was achieved from Great Britain following the Revolutionary War. The 13 American colonies severed their political connections to Great Britain. The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on 4 July 1776, and that makes the country 246 years old as of today. The United States Football League has their first champions. The Birmingham Stallions beat Philadelphia 33-30 last night. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, Mike's back at it again. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Yep, right now, you get a chance to buy one, get one. Free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Fantastic bed sheets. I've got two sets of them, and they're great. Now, Giza Elegance My Pillows, that's the top-of-the-line pillows. Buy one, get one. The 6-piece towel sets, buy one, get one. Those are the premier towels that they have, the bath towels. And the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows, buy one, get one. And so much more, and you can find out how many more by going over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, use the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459 using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, the phone number, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Happy Independence Day, Mr. Captain.
That, too. Happy Independence Day. And for the diehard that just said it, happy 4th of July. There, I said it.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. Okay, hard to believe, but Belarus seems to be preparing an attack on the Ukraine. Their border is lined from one end to the other with a bunch of their troops, but in the southwestern corner of Belarus, right there on the main north-south highway that comes down from territories up towards Russia. They have got the tanks, the majority of their tanks are in there right now. It looks like as if they're fixing to come south.
Well, they've been in Russia's corner since the very beginning. You know, so you've got something going on with Putin exerting influence in Belarus to act on their behalf coming from another side. So now there's two countries involved.
Yep.
And that means all the troop movement that NATO had over there with the repositioning of NATO troops in that theater, tensions are ratcheting up instead of coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to bring this back to the Biden administration a little bit, even though it's a problem that's over there. The Democrats always say that they need to negotiate things. We need to negotiate things. We have to keep peace on the table. We must move forward with peace talks. Peace, 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 peace. Yet every time we see a Democrat administration around anything that can be considered war, they're anything but. It's a lot of talk from the State Department, and things tend to escalate. Now, when we look at the Biden administration, it pulled back to about 30,000 feet. People need to read some history on the full presidency of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because Biden is modeling his presidency. And this was not, this is just not my opinion. It was said, Democrats were screaming this, that Biden's presidency is the second coming of FDR. Well, So far he's sticking to the game plan, because the economy is in the tank. He's spending like a madman. He's overstepping the reach of the executive branch into the legislative branch and into the judiciary. And his administration is now complicit in conflict over in Europe that is escalating, not de-escalating. So if he's following this model, and it's something that he's declared and the Democrats have declared, then we're in trouble over there. So unless we get somebody who understands diplomacy over there to defuse this, which is not going to be easy with someone like Vladimir Putin on the other side, we better start gearing up.
You know, this kind of sounds like World War II and FDR.
Yes, it does. And that's exactly the game plan.
And I learned that in high school.
Well, the kids today don't even know. All they think is FDR helped us win World War II. They know nothing about the New Deal, which was socialistic-based, which was an overstep of the executive branch into the legislative branch and into the judiciary. He bullied the Supreme Court by threatening to pack it. Read Mike Lee's book if you want to hear about that. FDR was a villain. He wasn't a hero. And he's the only president to say, you know what? I'm so great. Let's run for a third term. And they used all of the propaganda power that they had on the left side of the aisle to push through an unprecedented third term of presidency.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where one of the Supreme Court justices said he wouldn't attend an inauguration or anything where the president was until he was out of office. He didn't want to have anything to do with the president of the United States because he was such a fascist. By definition, I'm not name-calling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the definition of fascism and looking at what FDR put into place during the three terms that he was in office. And Joe Biden wants to be the second coming of this guy? People, if you voted for Joe Biden, you voted for a fascist who's lionizing probably one of the ultimate fascists. It's a tie between FDR and Woodrow Wilson. But if you voted for Biden, all of this stuff that's happening and all of the stuff that's going to happen, including what's happening in Eastern Europe, is on your head because you didn't do your homework before you voted, because you fell for the propaganda about Orange Man Bad. You tell me what was wrong with the policies that Donald Trump put into place when he was in office and how the country suffered under him. We didn't. We prospered and there was more freedom. And there was actually de-escalating conflict in the world, not escalating conflict. So if you were a Democrat and you voted for Biden, pull your head out of your behind because you voted for the wrong guy and you set the world on fire.
Hmm. By the way, it looks like as if the Senate, after losing the bipartisan gun bill, after losing the trailer deaths, is going to now try to put forth the amnesty bill that they've been trying for years to do.
Well, of course, and because you've got a moron like Mitch McConnell in leadership on the right side of the aisle, this will be the thing that Bumbles decides to compromise on, because we always work across the aisle. We'll figure out a way to do it. You know, we saw it with the bizarre gun legislation that went through as well, with Republicans going, we found a great compromise on infringing on your Second Amendment rights by withholding money to states that want to give you your freedom.
Mm.
You know, if Republicans were wise, and they're not, there's very few wise people in Congress on the right side of the aisle. Everybody else is just a creature of the inside the Beltway deep state apparatus. They would adjourn. Mitch McConnell would say, that's it, let's deny him a quorum, and then we'll have to adjourn, and we're going to come back for one meeting next year, and then we're going to walk out so they can't have a quorum again, and nothing will happen. We're going to paralyze the U.S. Senate until this idiot is out of office. But he won't do that because we have to have business as usual in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out more ways to fleece the taxpayer to give that money away so we could buy votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, everything you're saying happens to be true.
It's this election, and I know that people in the media like to get on there and spew this tired old line, it's the most important election of your lifetime. Make sure you get out there. This is Walter Cronkite. You know, you have got to get out there and make the change this time.
That's right.
You've got to. Because if this idiot succeeds in trying to push through a packing of the court, the Constitution is done.
Mm-hmm.
We already don't live in a country that is what the framers bequeathed us, because Democrats and the fascist progressives forced through the direct election of senators, which crippled state rights. That's not the way we were supposed to be as a country, yet they fundamentally changed the Constitution when they did that, saying, it gives you more freedom to pick. It's not the system of government we had. On this Independence Day, let's think about that.
Absolutely. And Frank, with that, happy Independence Day, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and have yourself a great day doing whatever you're doing.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, that sounded like Jeff in Sarasota leading us into the segment. And, of course, that would mean that I must have, if I push this little button, the Sports Zone quarterback on the line, and that would be none other than Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, America. Happy Independence Day.
That's
everybody.
It. That's it. Mm-hmm.
And Freedom Day. That's the way to look at it.
Yep.
Till July 4th. Yeah, I think there was a document signed. Declaration of Independence today, right, Captain?
Correct.
Yeah, and then we have a Constitution, too. So it's always, you know, good to recognize those two issues. So just before we get into sports, Captain, I think I got a good story to tell you. There was a gentleman, and he was a barber, and 1 week he decided to give everybody a community service haircut. And he didn't let anybody know. He just wanted to see who would come in and how they'd react. Well, the first guy came in, and he was a florist. He cut his hair and said, how much do I owe you? He says, nothing. It's this week I'm doing haircuts for free community service. The guy was like, wow. The next day, he had a beautiful bouquet of flowers at his barbershop from him. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So the next guy, you know, comes in, and it's a cop. And he gets his hair cut. And, how much do I owe you? And the guy says, well, you don't owe me anything. It's community service week. Well, the next day, guess what? The cop had a dozen donuts there for the barber. Now, then, Captain, we had a politician come in. And the guy cut his hair, and the politician said, how much do I owe you? And he says, no, it's community service week, sir. There'll be no charge. Guess what was waiting at his front door the next day? 12 politicians looking to get a free haircut.
Oh.
And that tells you all we need to know. What a political system. And as Ronald Reagan said so eloquently, this is why, just like a baby's diaper, you have to change politicians all the time.
Yep.
So anyway, just a little friendly joke there on the 4th of July and let everybody know. We have midterms coming up. Wake up, get out there, and do something about it. So, anyway, it's just amazing how that works.
They have to. They cannot sit on their hands. And, you know, I don't want to bore everybody by saying what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it again. This is the most important election of our lifetimes, because if the Democrats get control this time around, again, they are going to pack the Supreme Court. The Constitution, as you know it, will be gone.
That's it in a nutshell. That's why you have to get out and do. Things have changed in the political. It's not reaching across the aisles anymore. It's trying to change the aisles. Right on, Captain. And speaking of that, we'll talk a little sports here, have a little bit of fun. The Birmingham Stallions beat the Philadelphia Stars in the USFL Championship 33-30. So it was an exciting game and exciting end to the USFL football season. And we'll see what transpires next year for the USFL and see if it gains any traction to where people want to watch the football in the spring like they did this year on a more bigger level. In NASCAR, Captain, Mr. Reddick passed Elliott in the Road America race for his first career NASCAR Cup. And this kid Reddick has been in the hunt the whole year. He just couldn't push through to win, and he finally won. So congratulations to him.
Yep.
Very exciting, and I really love that. So, and in golf, JT Poston, he went from wire-to-wire captain. He led Thursday, and he led every single day, and he won the tournament. So I want to congratulate him. And then don't want to forget our IndyCar guys. McLaughlin, he won it in the Mid-Ohio for Team Penske. So did a fantastic job with that. So this is kind of an update on some of the major sports that went out there and what's going on. We're right in the heat of baseball. I'm sure there'll be some games on today for people to enjoy on the 4th of July and have a good time with that. And then the big question, Captain, Baker Mayfield in the NFL, where is he going to end up? There's so many teams really out there that could use him, and I'm really curious to what's going to happen, what's Cleveland going to do with him, with the Deshaun Watson scenario. I just don't think he wants to play for Cleveland anymore.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't.
You know? And, exactly. So I think Seattle really needs to make a push for him, because I do think he's better than Geno Smith and Drew Locke, and the Seahawks could use at least a bump up there.
Well, wasn't he going to the Texans at one time? Wasn't that going to be an even Steven deal or no?
No, but you're on the right track, Captain, because David Mills, the kid's working hard and he has potential, but right now, Baker Mayfield would be a better option for the Texans than David Mills, okay? So there's another place. And then we have a lot of listeners up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I know they love their Falcons. They love their sports teams up there. And Marcus Mariota, okay, is he better than Baker Mayfield? A lot of people would say no. So there's another option for where the guy could go there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, he acted inappropriately and people didn't like that. But like you just said, Captain, you bring a guy up here to unseat me and I've been giving you everything I have, you know, obviously he's going to be a little bitter. should you be professional and probably not say anything? Yeah, but I get it, and I'm not going to hold that against anybody, like you just said. How can you blame them? So that was very good, Matt, that you brought that up and used that logic. Major sports has just gotten crazy with the money and how they treat the guys. It's amazing. You know, they'll give you $100 million, and then you'll get suspended and can't play for the whole year. You know, or you give your heart and soul and they just get rid of you. Just seems like it's just hot and cold. There's no middle road, just like we were talking earlier about politics. There seems to be no more middle road of common sense. And I just wish we'd get back to that as a society, Matt. I mean, do you feel that if we do get this midterm situation structured properly, we can get the country back to where we're acting more appropriately and becoming and staying the great country we are?
I do, because there'll be some sensible heads that will say, my God, we just got our butts kicked. And what was it that got our butts kicked? Gee, it was the progressive, radical, far-left wing of my party. Maybe it's time to part ways with those people, or maybe it's time for me to go over to the other side.
There you just like
that's what's going to happen. People are going to start really, you know, because again, there's no way you can't tell me. Okay, I talk to people every day all across the United States, hundreds of people, and sometimes more than that because of the email I get. And the fact of the matter is, okay, they're all mad. It doesn't matter. You don't even need to give them a political party. They're all mad. The money that they're spending now is just ridiculous. They've got no savings. The gasoline in different places is so far out of sight, it's not funny. Now, here's the funny thing with me, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm bragging because I'm not, but I'm in the middle of a gas war where I live. $4.35 a gallon on 4th Street in St. Pete. Four gas stations in a row.
Oh, yeah. No, you're 100% right, Matt. Well, this is a perfect segue. People spending $4.35 a gallon of gas. They're spending money that they never thought they'd have to. Donald Trump said it would go from $2 to $5, and it did. So the man called it. Mm-hmm. You know, say what you want about him, good, bad, or indifferent. He did call it. And, you know, if you're looking to save money.
Oh, by the way, we've gone way long, and you got about 30 seconds to wrap it up.
That's it. Yeah, no problem. You're looking to save money, give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. I help out people with their insurance needs every single day, and I save them money on their pharmaceutical costs and on their insurance premiums. Do yourself a favor. Give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless America. Happy Independence Day.
And tomorrow you'll be at Mission Barbecue. Stop by and see you.
Amen. Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. Okay, here comes the music. That means it's time for me to go on the radio. I hope everybody out there has a tremendous Independence Day. It's going to be an interesting night for fireworks everywhere and anywhere. I'm sure you'll have a good time going out and finding them. But in the meantime, it is the birthday of America. Red, white, and blue, baby, all day long. Red, white, and blue. Wear it like you own it. I'll be back tonight. God bless America.
This is a cap.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.